So there's this idea that I have to talk more about grief and share thoughts and a validating conversation with all of you. This topic seems to flow out of me in words, with writing and poetry and different feelings strung together. So I think it's going to come out mainly on Instagram with creative content that looks beautiful and also feels soul nourishing. But I wanted to tell all of you because grief is such a unique but shared experience among us all. There's not one person who doesn't experience grief at some point in their life. And I think our culture is really bad at going through it. I recently watched through, I think it's on Netflix, the new series, The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. And it's very interesting to hear all of them talk about death and dying and the process in which we grieve. And I thought that was so beautiful and a great way to live with one another and with these big feelings that we have. We don't have to ignore them. We don't have to pretend that they're non-existent. We don't have to make it seem better or lighter than it is. We should just have our feelings and feel them and go through that together and be with one another through it. So I want to share this new thing I'm doing. It's going to be called Church of Grief. I'm hoping to release it on Sundays. As in the title, it says church. So most of us associate church with Sundays, a Sunday thing. And I think this could be just the church that we need. The validating words and kind, gentle voice that talks about grief and normalizes the experiences that we all have. A good friend of mine died last year, and it was and is very hard. We just celebrated, or I guess maybe celebrated is not the right word. We just came upon the anniversary of 1 year of this person's death, and it's just as hard as the day that we found out. And there's so many voices in my head that want to take away the depth of the feeling that I experience, as if I don't get to feel as sad as I feel because I don't have any pictures of us together, or because our relationship was almost solely online, because our friendship only lasted a couple of years, if you think about it. But the grief I feel around the death of this beautiful person is so real, it's so raw, it's so great, it's so big, and it's just a shame that I have these voices in my head, or we have these people in society, or narratives that say that we shouldn't grieve, or we shouldn't grieve however we grieve. This society has made it into a weird thing to be sad and to grieve. You know, I was thinking about this today, that something that we should do as a society, as a culture, as a community, what if we eliminated the way of greeting that we do? What if we changed our greeting from, hey, how are you, to something else? I started to do this in my life because I found it so uncomfortable to answer that question when I wasn't feeling good. And for many people, especially those living with depression, it's like an impossible question to answer because you're almost always feeling down. And, you know, it's like you have to make that decision in the moment. Is this person safe with my feelings? Are they going to be okay to hear all of this? Will they get weird and almost in a way like squeamish if I talk about my grief, if I talk about my sadness, if I share the heartache that I live with every day? Or can I share this with them and like, it's okay, and you just keep going with your day and keep going with your conversation? Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. We don't know how to deal with people who are grieving. We get uncomfortable. It's like a bad feeling in our minds, and it shouldn't be. It should be an acceptable and loving place to be, however you feel, whether that's sadness or grief or anger or apathy or anything. All of those feelings should be acceptable and welcome, no matter where you are or who you're with. And it's just sad that we can't be our full selves in this world and just express what we're feeling at any given time. It's like, oh, well, you have to reserve that for behind closed doors or whatever it is. So I wonder if we can change that. I wonder if we can get comfortable with our feelings and with other people's feelings. I wonder if we can practice sitting with these emotions and feelings and thoughts with ourselves and with other people, so that when the time comes, when the moment arises, like, all will be okay. Everything will be welcome, like, from our perspective, from our point of view. So this friend who died, her name was Sarah Rogers, and she was really just the most wonderful human being anyone could ever meet. Anytime anyone interacted with her, you always left feeling better about yourself. She just had this way about her where she would lift people up, and it seemed effortless. It seemed like she wasn't even trying. It's just who she was. She made you feel amazing about yourself, and she made you feel like you could do that thing deep within your soul that you felt you wanted to offer to the world. Personally, she was my biggest cheerleader of all time. So I know all of you listening, you support me, and I appreciate you so much. And Sarah was like one of you listening to this podcast. And it went a step further because Sarah would reply to almost every one of my Instagram posts and be like, yes, I agree. Or like, that's so amazing, Kim. Thank you for speaking about this or sharing this. It was just nonstop love. What a gem. You may remember hearing Sarah on one of these episodes, actually two of these episodes, and hopefully a third whenever I feel ready enough to share it. There's a part two to our conversation. But we had one conversation that was so beautiful, one of my favorite conversations on this podcast. And then she was also part of the community podcast, with like several different music therapists sharing. And it's just a tragic loss to not have her in this world in the way that she once was. One of the things that Sarah drew, okay, so she had Instagram and she would post about things, and she was always soaking up these teachings and messages from other beautiful people in the world, sharing how to love better and live better together. And after listening to this one conversation, I think it was with Deepak Chopra and maybe someone else, they were talking about the difficulty with the message, positive vibes only, that kind of a thing. And I can't remember if I shared this on here before. It's kind of been a blur this last year. So she took, you know, the insight from that conversation that actually everyone is welcome here with any emotions. And she drew a little illustration and it was so beautiful. It's a bunch of balloons in the air, and they all have a different face, like a different emotion. And it says, all vibes welcome. And so in the past year, this has turned into a t-shirt and a sticker. And we've helped raise money for a music therapy internship fund through Nazareth. And I just want all of Sarah to continue. I want her message. I want her heart. I want everything that she stood for, that she lived for, the way that she loved. I want that to continue. And I think that starts with being honest with ourselves around our grief. Letting ourselves have all the emotions that we have. And then learning how to love one another. And part of that is allowing other people to have the emotions that they have. So, I didn't know this was going to turn into a conversation about Sarah, but she's just so present because we're celebrating the 1 year of her passing. And I don't want to say celebrating, but we are in a way celebrating her life with the anniversary of her death, which really sucks, but it is what it is. So, please join me in loving yourself today, something that Sarah focused so hard on, especially in the last few years of her life. She was constantly trying to, put herself first when all of her life she's put other people first, and she did that amazingly. But we need to care for ourselves too. So let's work on that today. And then the next thing is, let's practice feeling okay with all of the emotions within ourselves and with other people. So whether someone is angry or sad or scared or happy or excited or mellow or whatever it is, let's allow us all to have these emotions, not try to change them or teach us something or solve the problem, but just have the emotions. So I suppose that's the message from this conversation today. Grief is very big, and we all have it, and all vibes are welcome here.